This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
So on our little community, our subdivision has its very own Facebook page, right? It's our very own, and it gets weird because there's a news anchor that they live in my neighborhood, and her husband, I don't know what happens at night with him.
He's angry.
He took that down, by the way.
He is that guy in St. Louis on that radio station that's yelling at that lady that's calling her fat and stupid. That's that guy in your neighborhood.
He gets wacky at night, just wacky on this page. And I feel bad. Now I look at the news anchor and I think differently of her because of her husband, how he posts on this thing. Anyway, and he pulled it down. They screenshot it. My friend screenshot it and sent it to me, but he pulled it down. But somebody called 911 over dogs barking. 911 over dogs barking in our neighborhood.
What a waste.
Right?
Just a waste of time, a waste of a resource.
Yeah, instead, why don't you walk around, see if you can find the house, maybe knock on their door and go, dude, it's a lot. You know, just ask them nicely, right? Not 911.
Close your windows.
Right, whatever. I mean, but that's a lot. I mean, 911 is a lot. Yeah. Well, I would just knock on their door and say, you know, because you can hear it through the windows.
Yeah, well, you could tell the dog or have the owner ask, you know, take the dog in the house, right. And then you wouldn't have that.
Exactly. And right now we're dealing with a huge bear issue. We have 4 bears that are walking around our neighborhoods. So the dogs just go insane. So somebody called 911. Now this whole page is going after whoever these people are because they're anonymous. We don't know who it is. And people are calling them names and people are being so vicious and just saying, oh my God, they don't have all the, what is it, the crayons in the box or something?
Yeah, I guess.
Or your pencils not sharpened and what are all those things?
Knives in the drawer.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, not sharp enough.
Yeah. And then BJ tells me he's that guy.
I'm on the run.
He's the guy that's reading his own comments.
Yeah.
Tell him what happened.
A couple of days ago, it was trash day. And I'm pulling out of my driveway 4:30 in the morning. I told you about this, Padil.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
I backed into a trash can.
Yeah.
My neighbor's trash can. And trash went everywhere. I mean, I hit it pretty hard.
God.
But you said you picked it up, right?
I did.
Yeah.
I got out and picked it up. Well, I thought I did, but it was dark.
But you did the right thing.
So some of the stuff, I guess, got in the yard. So some trash was still left there, according to the post. But I guess it broke one of the wheels on the trash can. So yesterday, my neighbor put up a post, neighborhood, looking for the person that ran over his trash can.
I've always wondered what it's like to read stuff about yourself, you know, when you're the anonymous one.
So yesterday, I see this post of my neighbor looking for the person, the clown. He called me a clown. Who's the clown that ran over my trash can? The least you could do is come forward, okay?
Oh, no.
Like, what am I going to do? Fix the wheel on your trash can, pal? I don't think so. But nevertheless,
I go out yesterday. I always want to call you a clown. Now
I go out to get a bag out of my car yesterday, and there he is. He's pulling out of his driveway, and I'm thinking, "Oh, geez, oh, I'm hunkered down beside my car like this, like so he can't see me because I feel so guilty about it now." But there's his trash can sitting in his driveway, leaned over because one wheel is missing, right? And I'm looking at it as he's pulling off, thinking, "Oh man, do I flag him down?
And
do
say,
I tell
I'm
him
clown?
I'm the clown that did that you posted about, or do I go back inside and just let him continue to just wonder who ran over his
I have an idea.
Kid.
I have a great idea.
What?
Why don't we go to Party City and get you a clown outfit? And you just, when you go and take your dogs for a walk, you walk around with the floppy shoes and the whole outfit.
Yeah, see if he figures it out.
Or if I do this, I do exactly what you say, go over to Rinky Brothers, get myself a clown costume.
Yeah.
The whole thing. And on Halloween, go to his door.
Oh, yeah.
Knock on trick or treat. Clown's here.
Oh my God.
A clown is here.
But you know, it's so humiliating when you're the person on next door that they're talking about, right?
And you're I'm the guy.
I know, you're the clown.
He posted. Who's the clown? That's what he says.
Oh my God.
Who's the clown that ran over my trash can and doesn't inform me that the wheel is broken?
But now it's awkward because now you have to hide.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and like now you can't make eye contact and stuff.
I feel guilt. Although he has no idea it's me. He has no idea.
Why don't you do this?
But I feel like, okay, like he does know. But he doesn't. I know he doesn't know.
Why don't you go to Home Depot today, get a new trash can. I think they're like $50. And just wheel it up there with a big bow on it.
No. Why don't I just go home and not come out of the house?
That's a lot of easier. Which you do already anyway.
Yeah, exactly. That's my move.
Fine.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.